Councilwoman Colleen Potter never planned to run for office, but friends urged her to do so 4 years ago. Her background with a degree in political science and her master's in public administration, she says, makes her a good candidate to take on the role of mayor of Heber City. Potter says as mayor, she would do much more to reach out and communicate with the public.
People do not have time to go through 4 hours of meetings and hundreds of pages of documents. And I think the mayor's job is to reach out and bring more voices to the table so we make better decisions as a council. So there's sort of a history of not great relationships between the city and the county and the city and the school district. We recently had a dispute with the school district over impact fees. And I sat in a room and looked and I thought, as a city taxpayer, I'm paying for the city's attorney and I'm paying for the school district attorney. And when it ultimately went to the state property ombudsman, he said, you guys need to go back and work this out. And I think the mayor's role is to be a liaison between these organizations and try to work through some of these things and work on relationships and communicating better.
She wants the city to embrace more active transportation, like developing a trail system and building bike lanes and pathways. The issues related to growth are the most prominent for the Heber area, and she says the city needs an honest, accurate conversation to define just what the community wants for the future.
I don't think we've had a good, healthy community conversation. We went forward with a plan to bring in a consultant last year, or actually it's been almost 2 years ago, to try and figure out what we're going to do. And part of that plan was form-based code. And I think we are kind of still back at square one where no one's accepting the realities of the growth. There was a lot of people that were upset about the density projections. And so we need to step back because people are in the same sentence talking about we need to maintain affordable housing, but we need to stop growth and stop density. And so I think we need to, as a community, decide, are we going to have a market-driven affordable housing where we give more density in certain areas and smaller homes, or are we going to ultimately end up with government providing this and having rent controls and deed-restricted housing?
The thousands of acres of Sorenson land behind UVU will be developed. The city will consider annexing at least some of that property. Potter says they have to look at what makes the most fiscal sense.
For my time, brought up to be considered for annexation where UVU sits currently, and apparently, yeah, that didn't happen. I think the reality is it's going to be there whether we annex it or not, and we have to see what's the best thing for Heber City as far as a competitive environment for business, what will be the impact on the city financially, whether they if they are annexed or if they're not annexed. And I think we need to take a good hard look at it because it's going to happen. The county's already given them the development rights.
Potter would be supportive of Wasatch County running an open space bond initiative.
People want open space. They're talking about open space, and we either have to pay for open space or we're not going to get open space, or someone has to pay. I mean, we can't just expect people to say, well, we like to look at your fields so you don't ever, you know, get to change that. One thing I've done just in the last couple of weeks is I've looked at our code is to find out that we are including unbuildable space to give density bonuses for open space in a certain zone. So I've asked the council, let's talk again about open space. What do we count as open space? What's being considered in this, particularly this new development that came in?
The operation of Heber's Municipal Airport has been in the news lately. The city recently adopted new minimum operating standards, which has triggered a lawsuit filed by the current operator, OK3 Air. Potter says the cost of running the airport is not known because the expense has always been rolled into the overall city operating budget. But she says it has cost a lot of money over the years. Potter ultimately wants to move the cost burden off the taxpayers and establish the airport as an enterprise fund operating like any other city asset. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.